fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand. So let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right, it's Thursday night, folks. Welcome to Common Sense Radio. You're right where you should be, in front of your radio or hooked up to your TuneIn app and listening to us. Or maybe you're just streaming at your desktop working late at night at FMTalk1065.com. Either way, welcome to Common Sense Radio, where you can be to get through, filter through all that fake news and impeachment hysteria and all that stuff. That's why you're here. And despite raging, unbearable heat, the heat continues. It's like an inferno in South Alabama. And you would think that everything electronic and radio would burn up. And how could we still operate in this relentless day after day, week after week heat? Well, it's because we have the coolest engineer anybody can buy. And he knows how to make those electrons work under the most searing sun. And that's why we're here every week, regardless of what the weather does, no matter what sunspots there are, the coolest dude, the coolest engineer, award-winning, all-around nice guy, co-host, executive producer, Mark Holliday. He's sizzling.
Just messing with you.
He's sizzling. Here he is, sizzling.
Thank you, Pete. Thank you. Good to be here.
And as always, wading into this mess with incredible courage and perseverance, trying to bring quality to the show is our director of quality assurance, head of the entire research department, executive producer, co-host, all-around nice gal, Gold Star wife, United States Coast Guard. Teresa Taylor's in the studio.
Great to be with you.
Woohoo! So, all sorts of fun. Okay, it is hot.
It really is. 97.
Was it 97
My
today?
Car said that. I think it was off a little.
But it was in the 90s. It is hot. It's been that
very hot.
I mean, I'm used to this into September. Septembers are usually kind of warm. But, I mean, it's October, man. But supposedly relief's coming Sunday.
Supposedly, yeah.
Supposedly. So hang on. We might be in the 80s.
It's kind of funny to see people trying to put up like the it's fall, you know.
Oh, yeah, you can't.
And I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you can't. Don't.
I'm like, let's go
see. Okay, here's a decorating tip, unsolicited decorating tip from Common Sense Radio. Mm-hmm. If it's still 90 every day, don't put your pumpkin out.
Right.
It ain't going to make it.
It's just.
Especially if you carve it, man. You got about 36 hours.
Yeah. It's
all that Halloween candy is going
into
to melt.
Mush and melt.
Mush and melt.
Mush
bad. So don't do that. All right. There's obviously the big story everybody wants to talk about, all the impeachment hysteria and all that. But look, there's a few things we should run through before we get into all that. There was a Paris knife attack today.
Yes.
Now, I don't. It appears that it may not be terrorism because it was supposedly a disgruntled employee. They did put a name out there, and it looked like a French name. And so three police officers killed, and the perp was killed. So I mention it because we always mention terrorism.
Right.
And this one, you know, when you hear knife attack, France, you're like, well, there they go. There's another one.
Right.
Well, I'm going to mention this one because it appears we don't have the full, you know, story on it yet. It appears it may not actually be terrorism. It may be actually workplace violence.
Right.
Unlike Waco, Texas, or something like that, right?
Right.
Remember, they called that workplace violence.
Workplace violence.
The Obama administration called it workplace violence.
Yeah. Yeah.
They always say we don't know what the motive.
We don't know the motive. So, but I wanted to just, in case
you're talking
anybody,
about Major Nadir.
Yes, Major Nadir. Yeah, you know, right. when you've got your Muslim psychiatrist army officer shooting up the place, hollering Allah Akbar to everybody. You go, no.
Workplace violence.
That wasn't terrorism. That was workplace violence.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. He was not motivated by all the people he talked to in the Middle East on the internet or anything. Anyway, so I digress there. Then the other thing I wanted to bring up, sincerely, everybody should pray for Bernie Sanders. He had, and this is where you just can't trust the news. He had a heart episode.
Yeah.
Well, did he have a heart attack? Or, which obviously,
just to give them the benefit of the doubt, I don't think doctors really refer to a heart attack. They'll call it a cardiac event
Or something like that.
And
look, I get it. The guy's running for office, and you can't go out and have headlines. Candidate has heart attack. Really bad. He had two stents put in.
Yeah, yeah.
And supposedly he's doing well. And actually the big thing was, I guess there's another Democrat debate coming up in about 10 days. Or in the next week or two. There's another. And apparently he's already planning to participate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
So that would indicate that maybe it was just an episode, and he's going to be fine. He's going to recover. So, sincerely, we don't want anything bad to happen. I mean, we disagree with the guy, and he thinks he's wrong about everything. In his entire life.
Everything, yes.
But we don't want him just to die a miserable heart attack death. Or you know, if he's meant to run in this, we don't want him to die running. That's just kind of ridiculous. So we pray for him that he's going to recover. But now on the political side, I think this may have killed his campaign.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, everybody's been ignoring that the man is 78 years old.
That's it. I mean, we're talking about several candidates, and Joe Biden being another one, who is well advanced and would hit the 80 mark within their first term.
Well, see, they mentioned him, too, that they said, oh, well, you know, Bernie's 78 and Joe Biden's, you know, he's up there, too. He's 76. They didn't mention he'll be 77 next month.
Right, right.
He's about to be 77.
Yeah. So either one of them, if they were, by any stretch of the imagination, win the presidency.
They would be in their 80s.
They would be in their 80s, well within their first term.
Reagan was not in his 80s. Reagan was 70, because he was 69 when he took office, I think,
yeah,
or when he ran. So he would only been, he was 77 or 78 when he left.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. I'd have to check.
He did
to be
not
sure.
hit 80. I'm pretty
because
sure I want to say he was.
Tell us if we're wrong, but
I think somebody will text in and check it. But I think he was 69 either when he ran or took office.
Right, right.
So he was. So if one of these guys won, they would clearly be the oldest president we ever had.
You know, I have to say from a perspective position that every year that passes, you know, 70 seems not that old.
75 does not seem bad.
Does not seem that old.
Well, it is very relative. I mean, you could have. you can.
20 years ago,
I've met...
I thought, I'm never making 70, but and knock wood, I'm not there yet. But you know,
but some people age really well. Some people seem sharper as they get older. I mean,
do you remember Art Slack?
Art Slack.
Art Slack, the big baseball. He was a big baseball fan, but a World War II vet. He just died, I think, about 2 or 3 years ago at about 96. But he was driving and running around till 92, 93. And when he was in his early 90s, if you saw him, you would have thought he was in his 70s. And he was a ball of energy.
Yeah.
Just like a flatline age that's a problem. I think it's the overall person. But realistically,
it makes everybody face fact. This guy's 78.
Yeah.
He just had a cardiac event.
It's kind
of really
like,
is he up to the stress of the presidency?
That's the question, and that's what's going to be on the mind of the electorate. They're going to be thinking, you know, I'm kind of leaning towards Bernie Sanders, but I kind of like Elizabeth Warren too. So
she's apt to survive.
I'm going to go with Warren this time around, and sorry, Bernie.
Yeah, you know, she'll live longer. She's got those Native American genes.
Exactly.
They have good longevity.
Although, I mean, aside from just the physical, I'm glad. To me, he's one of the most radical. In a way, I mean, he's brought socialism to a forefront of acceptance like never before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, honestly, I'm glad to see him go
off
the stage. I mean, and I don't mean it like.
But that's a great point. In 2016, he was sort of the outlier for Democrats. He's the mainstream for Democrats.
And you know what? That might
just 4 years later.
Yeah.
That might have been the deep state.
Yeah,
goal
I didn't
all
know
along.
Yeah.
I mean, it might have been he was never meant to actually be the real deal, just a. Break the ice.
Oh, if you go with the deep state, the reality is that Hillary was supposed to be the president.
Right.
You know, and Bernie was never supposed to be anywhere
near
the White House.
That showed how weak a candidate she was
exactly.
in comparison that he could get there. But look, we wish Bernie well, and we wish that we pray for him and that he has a full recovery. Sadly, I don't care if his campaign recovers or not, because I don't think he can win.
Well,
was my point. I don't think his campaign's going to recover.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
I really don't. Another news item I wanted to get out there was, because you hear all this craziness, a thing came out today, some economists came out with that the middle class is actually doing much better. that for the first time, wages are really rising in the last few decades. And they put it, the number the economists put out there was that middle class wages have raised, gone up an average of $4,100 annually in the 3 years of Trump, compared with about $1,000 annually under 8 years of Obama.
Well, you know,
folks, that's what they're really getting after.
Right. I heard, I can't remember who it was, but one of the socialists out there on the Democrat Party who indicated that it's such a shame that the middle class is shrinking. The middle class has got problems. The middle class is shrinking. And technically, I think that's true, but the reason is they're doing so much better. They're moving from middle class
to
upper class or upper middle class, or, you know,
they're moving up.
Mobile out of that category.
Except for one place.
And that would be?
California.
Well,
California, the middle class is shrinking because there is still a lot of people moving up, but there's
but
a lot
out.
Of people moving down in California as well.
Literally moving out.
And moving out.
They're leaving.
If they want to stay middle class, yeah, I need to leave California. Get out of there, Jed. Move away from there. Anyway, all right, look, we'll be right back with your calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And hey, if you've got automotive needs up any kind, you need repairs, you need maintenance, you need service, you need to go to King's Automotive at 5450 Willis Road. That's right in downtown Tillman's Corner, right there. You go on Highway 90 underneath I-10 interchange, right there in the middle of Tillman's Corner, and you look to your right on the south side, the southwest side, there is a big checkerboard building with a big checkerboard sign, and it says King's Automotive, and that's where you go for the royal treatment. You can trust them for reliable service, reliable maintenance, and reliable repairs. They'll shop the parts to get you a good deal on parts and not throw parts in there that you don't need. They're going to fix what needs to be done. They'll do it. You can trust them at King's Automotive. And look, when it's time to, you know, that car is not available, or that time to cash that junker in, you know, you've got 500,000 miles, you need another one, they got budget-friendly cars down there. $2,000 to $20,000, you go down there, they have a great selection. They can do, you know, and they check them out. So, look, you need a budget-friendly car, you need a cheap replacement, go down, good selection, you know they're checked out. You need maintenance service, same place. And they do fleet service. You're a small business, you got a fleet of vehicles, they do fleet service for small companies. It's a great place to go. Go to King's Automotive at 5450 Willis Road in downtown Tillman's Corner for the royal treatment. We have to get into the big impeachment thing. And the only thing, and we're going to go to the phone call here in a minute, but I want to preface this whole impeachment hysteria. I want to sort of set it up for everybody. The reason for the impeachment and what's happening. There is no reason. There really isn't. There is no reason. The evidence doesn't matter.
We don't like Trump. That's the reason.
It's totally about destroying Trump. And they're actually taking a different tack. They kind of learned from the Mueller and all that, because they said, okay, we're going to go and spend 2 years and we're going to get evidence and we're going to build this case and we're going to do it the right way. And that went nowhere.
And they're like, no.
So now they got this other chance. They cooked up this other chance. And that's why it's going hysterical and it's going very fast.
Well, and they need to move fast, because the longer it goes,
then we
the
figure
more
it out.
Their cover's blown, which I think they've already
Here's the thing. They're doing these hearings and investigation, and it's all illegal. It's all an illegal investigation because before there can be any investigation, any hearings involving impeachment, the entire House must be called together and vote yes or no. Not vote on articles of impeachment, but vote on whether or not we're going to investigate this.
Yeah.
They did not do that. We had a phone call. We had a whistleblower. We had Nancy Pelosi saying, we're going to impeach. That's the time frame.
But that's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter. You know, they don't care about the evidence. They don't care about the reason. All they're going to do
They don't care
is,
about due process. They don't care about
it's all about
rule
putting
of law.
Out, just getting up there and saying, oh, he's so bad. He broke so many laws. It's so unconstitutional. He's a threat to the republic. We got to remove him. That's all you got to know.
I think it was a week ago we were sitting right here, and it had just got rolling. Yeah. Remember, we were kind of like, oh, the week before that was Kavanaugh, now it's Trump.
And, yeah.
Okay, well, then over the weekend, You know what? I mean, when you think about just the illegal things that have come out, so-called, that they're not doing correct, did you hear about the way that they changed the whistleblower rule that came out maybe Sunday?
Yeah.
Like on August, it got changed. What, a couple weeks before this
whistleblower? Yeah, right before the whistleblower filed his report. It used to say a whistleblower had to have firsthand knowledge.
Now hearsay is just
And now they're
fine.
Saying the rules didn't change, but the form changed.
Right.
But you had to say, I have firsthand knowledge. Now it's like, no.
And now,
no, you don't have to have firsthand. They got rid of that.
Like he said, we're supposed to, we can't read, we can't look at a calendar, we can't put two and two together.
To your point, a whistleblower should have firsthand knowledge of what they're blowing the whistle on.
Right.
Otherwise, it is hearsay. But this particular person apparently was a CIA.
Yeah, it was a CIA
officer.
Assigned
to the White House.
And someone said
he was a John Brennan CIA officer, a holdover from the Obama administration, who he's there. So what he's making judgments on foreign policy. And then what they now has just come out is he actually, before he filed the report, he coordinated this with Schiff's committee.
Right.
That too.
And Schiff said he had no knowledge before it was filed, when actually he did.
Well, they rearranged the goalpost early.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, you've heard of like moving the goal. They just went ahead and rearranged them and started.
Yes.
Yeah. Changed all of the rules of the game.
Yeah. They changed all the rules and they said, okay, wait a minute. We got to redo this. Okay. Now go. Snap. Okay. Here we go. All right. Look, Kevin from Mobile has been holding patiently. Kevin, what do you got for us?
Hey, always enjoying right there. You know, prayer for our nation right here. That's where it starts right there. You know, Saul Alinsky, Rules of Radicals. Right here, you anybody that hasn't read that book, these guys are playing to the T, to the T. Every other week, it is just it's a different faux pas out there. If this doesn't work, go to this. If this doesn't work, go to that right there. But they're so discombobulated, and they're hoping that the American public will just, you know, get on board and say, hey, what they said. You know, but here's what's got to happen. The Republican Party has got to band together. This time for real, okay? They've got to band together. We need all of our House, all of our Senate here to squash this, make this go away, get our president reelected, and get back to the basics of this country right here. We were founded on this.
Yeah, but Kevin, you're bringing up a problem. Not all the Republicans. There's a few of them, like Mitt Romney, that are already working against the president. You got to watch the Republicans, and I think the reason you got to watch is some of them are part of the swamp establishment, deep state.
Their biggest problem is they know if they don't jump on board, they're out. Okay, we lost part of the House right there. We've got to get that back. We can't lose the Senate. If we do, this country's gone. You know, President Trump the other day said it right here. This is it. You know, this is like, you know, the devil and the blues man at the crossroad right here. If we lose, there is no coming back ever again. You know, my grandfather was a staunch, staunch Democrat. If he was alive today and he looked at the lunacy of these people that call themselves Democrats, they're, other than the word crazy, they are lunatic crazy. You know, it's amazing that I think that their sponsorship song should be by REO Speedwagon, that heard it from a friend that heard it from a friend. You do not have to have any truth whatsoever. You spew out venom. They put it on TV and everybody believes it. People have got it. They got to come back. We got to come back, get our party together and say, listen, we've got to win in 2020. We've got to put this country back where it needs to be. You know, that's just it right there. So I would just attest to everybody, get out there, first say a prayer, and get out there and get these people voting. We've got to get the Republican Party back on board again, too.
No, and we need to vote for Republicans that have a backbone, because there's a lot of them that are weak. And I think part of it is a lot of them are part of the establishment, and they want it the old way. And I think that you're hitting on why it's so fierce what the Washington establishment is doing to destroy Trump, because he's going to upset the power structure. He is, no kidding, going to drain the swamp if they don't get rid of him, so they need to destroy him.
And I tell you what, before it's all over, there's going to be a lot of people heading down to Guantanamo, I promise you, and that's what they're worried about right there. he has stirred up such a hornet's nest right now, not just for the Democrats, but for the Republicans. But I tell you what, there's a lot of orange jumpsuits out there waiting for these folks right there in Guantanamo. So again, goes back to this. Big, big prayer for our country. Pray for our president right there. Because let me tell you what, we got a tough road to hoe, but we're going to win it. Because
yes.
I know this, we have God on our side. So God bless you guys. And like I say, y'all just keep doing the right thing, and I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you, Kevin,
thank you.
For listening.
Thanks
we
for
appreciate
calling.
You, and thanks for the call. Appreciate you listening. And look, prayer is always right. It never hurts. And we want to pray that God is on our side and that we do what he wants. But I really think part of the problem is there's too many Republicans that are part of the establishment, part of the swamp.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're
afraid to come out. And so Trump is kind of on his own. He's got very few vocal defenders up there.
Well, and I'd go so far to say some of them are definitely undermining him.
Without a doubt. Romney, come on.
Come on.
And there's a few, but then they twist these things, you know, like they try to say, oh, another, there's a drudge, oh, another Republican senator said credibility for the whistleblower. All she said was, look, we need to just listen. It was Joni Ernst from Iowa, right?
Yeah.
Said, all she said was, look, the whistleblower filed a complaint. It seems to be filed correctly, we need to listen. She didn't say, oh, I believe it.
I want to bring up what you just said when we get back.
All right. We'll be right back. Look, we got your texts and calls at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And hey, at the bottom of the hour, bring aboard a very special sponsor, ABC Signs and Shirts. That's your headquarters for dry fit shirts, custom made dry fit shirts in bold colors. And, you know, they can design whatever you want to put on there for your employees, your political campaign, your family reunion, or whatever it is you want. They can, sports team, whatever it is, or signs. Maybe you need yard signs, maybe you need something for your business or whatever. ABC Signs and Shirts, they can do the banners, promotable, and they have a Trump store. But all that promotional materials, anything you can imagine you need for your business, signs, shirts, banners, whatever. ABC Signs and Shirts. Go to abcshirts.biz, B-I-Z, or abcsigns.biz, and they bring you wit and wisdom from our 40th president. And I apologize, I do not have an audio of him. I can only read this quote. It's a short one, but I think apropos. And I'm not even sure when he said it. Too often, character assassination has replaced debate in principle here in Washington. Destroy someone's reputation, and you don't have to talk about what he stands for. And that's exactly what's going on. We're not going to talk about what you're actually standing for. We're not going to actually talk about that you're trying to investigate corruption. And it also goes back to, and we'll get back into this, but into corruption. No, we're going to malign you and smear you and just talk about that you're the orange man bad.
Right.
Orange man bad. He's the boogeyman. He's got to go. He's a threat to democracy, threat to freedom, threat to America, threat to the Republic, threat to the Constitution. He's got to go. Now, there's nothing to back any of that up, but we're just going to keep repeating those things until you think, well, golly, this is bad. We probably need to do something about it.
Right. And during the break, I was relating an event that happened with one of the people that work here who heard Adam Schiff's comments,
yes,
air quotes, parody.
Yeah, where he paraphrased the conversation.
The conversation, and this person was upset that, you know, Trump really. I mean, come on, you know,
if he's doing that, we
really need to think about, you know, doing something different. And it's like, no, look, Schiff is lying. Read the transcript.
That's right.
You know, every word out of Schiff's mouth that he said was on the conversation was a bald-faced lie.
Yes, he totally made it up.
And after our conversation, this person came kind of back into the fold and said, okay, well, I didn't realize that. I said, here's the thing you have to understand these days about the media and about every politician. When they say something, when they print something, when you see it on TV, don't believe it. Until you have been able to vet it yourself. I know that's a lot of work because we have relied on reporters to do the journalism, dig out the story, report it to us. Well, they don't do that anymore.
You have to approach
at all.
Yeah, they don't help us at all.
With a lot of skepticism. And then you got to also remember, Mark, when you go to do your research, that Google's driving your search anyway.
Duck,
it's kind of like, I have been using that. But still, you almost are, you're jumping over three or four fences.
Exactly.
At minimum.
To get where you go.
It's real difficult
so
to
it's
stay
okay to start with,
accurately informed
it.
Today. It's
but that's
extremely
why you come
difficult.
Here every Thursday
Absolutely.
Night. Because we help you with that. And actually, that all of this goes, and the quote goes with this week's column, which is Boulder-Dash Bollocks and Bunk. And I did a bit of a recap of what's going on with the impeachment.
And you and Cal from Scuttlebutt must have had the alliteration in your head.
Yeah.
Boulder-Dash
Bollocks and Bunk.
His tirade was that Tom's tirade actually was the three R's: Russia, racist, and
recession.
And Rosemont.
Oh, Rosemont.
That's apparently, and I didn't get a chance to read it, list the whole thing, but apparently Biden was associated with Rosemont at some point along the way.
Oh, okay. Well, no, that's the title.
And you can get their tirade online at our podcast.
There's a podcast for Scuttlebutt Radio,
as there is for Common Sense.
So. No, I did Boulder-Dash Bollocks and Bunk is the column for this week. You can get it at Tri-City Ledger, Call News, Washington County News, The Post in Cherokee County, wherever. But that's the title because I opened with something to the effect that there are not enough words in the English language to describe the bovine scatology the Democrats are drowning in. Okay?
And we all know what that means.
Yes. And it's all a witch hunt. And we've been going through it, and I recommend the column. It's actually one of my longer ones because we have to step through all the things. And I would also invite, you know, text or call. If you're like the person that you said, right, who's heard like the shift thing,
right,
and you have questions, you go, look, I want to believe the president, but they've thrown so many things out there. I'm going, what's going on? If you have questions, text us or call us. If you have a question about what's going on with this, and while you're thinking about that, getting up the courage to call, it's not hard. Go ahead and do it. 251-343-0106. We'll give you an example that we brought up. And this is one, there's a great thing over at Breitbart, 11 facts that have already unraveled the Ukraine hoax. And one of them was, they're saying that, well, he was asking for a favor. You can only have the missiles if you do this, you investigate, you get dirt on Biden for me. Well, folks, let me tell
that's
you a
called
couple
quid,
things.
That's the quid pro
that's
quo.
That's supposedly the quid pro quo. Let me tell you a couple things. In the conversation, what the president of Ukraine says to Trump says, Mr. President, we are almost ready to buy more Javelin missiles. And he says, oh, that's great. And then they kind of move on. He says, you know, we've both been through a lot. There's a lot of corruption. You've suffered it. I've suffered it. And I'd like to ask a favor for you to continue to help. Now, if you read this entire transcript, these are two presidents working together. They're not coercing each other. They're talking about the corruption they're facing and how they can cooperate in both their countries to root out corruption in both their countries. Now, the point that Breitbart, John Nolte, brings out on that, on the missiles, is when this call was made, the missile transfer was already approved.
Right. Mm.
The Ukrainian president had no illusion about whether he had no question in his mind whether or not
so
he was getting the president the missiles
blows this
that one fact alone blows
right.
it
right
that's
that,
why they don't want to actually go through the
and
real.
That's why we're going so fast
and here's the other thing, and we've mentioned this before in the past, when your opponent is vehemently accusing you of something that you personally know is not true, it did not happen, it usually means that's because they're guilty of the same thing. Case in point, the supposed collusion that the Trump campaign went with Russia to and influence our election. Not true. Completely false. Total witch hunt. But now we're finding out that the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, colluded with Ukraine and Ukrainian officials at the time to get dirt and information on Trump to influence our election.
Yes.
In Hillary's favor.
And Hillary, and that,
the collusion actually was on the part of the Democrats, not Republicans. And it
not
was actually
Russians, Ukrainians.
Yes. So, I mean.
And actually, that's where all this is going. That's why their dander's up and their hair's up on their neck.
Of course it is.
Because what this isn't, this is about Biden, but really, we're going about, into the, we're asking about the corruption to go back. And he's asked Australia and he's asked China. Why? Because it's the beginning of the 2016 coup, where they were trying to get dirt on Trump to either keep him from winning or destroy him. The inception of the Russia hoax, that's what he's after.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I would tell you, looking at all this, this must mean Attorney General Barr and the guy from Connecticut and that other U.S. attorney in Utah, those guys must be getting close to something.
And don't think for one second the reason Obama has been so silent.
Quiet.
Is because he's respecting the office.
Yeah, no, he's not respecting the office.
That's
right
not
now.
What's happening.
I mean, there's a big part of me who is really excited about impeachment because once and technically, if they had the vote, the Republicans in the House could have called witnesses as well, but they didn't have the vote, so the Republicans don't have the authority to call witnesses and have questions asked and answered. But during the impeachment proceeding, the Trump administration, the Senate, can call anybody anybody they want for no reason or for any reason to come and testify and be interrogated by the committee about whatever it is we want to talk about. And that includes, folks, I'm not kidding you, that includes Joe Biden, Hunter Biden,
this can go
Hillary
all
Clinton.
The way back. Yes.
This could be bad.
Yeah.
There's a backfire to this.
Could include Obama as well.
Exactly. That was my point.
I mean, not to mention Comey and Strzok and Page and Brendan and Brennan and all the other ones. I mean, come on.
A pretty big gamble. And and that's why when you see the media just flailing about, I mean, flailing about, oh, this is so bad and Trump's going down and look at the evidence is mounting, blah, blah, blah. That's because it's so bad on the other side. They're trying to kick up enough dirt and dust that you won't see what's actually going to come
out. It is so much that makes your head spin, you know, and you just take Adam Schiff and you think, I think back to Manafort and how him and his wife were, you know.
It was Ukraine.
Yes, remember they
Obama administration
out of bed
in January 2016 called Ukraine and says, "Would you please reopen your investigation of Manafort?"
And that's where
I want to see that.
That's
how is
where
that
it came. So that made Manafort resign as the chairman.
And how is that different than Trump saying, "Look, we understand there's some corruption and we want some help to
and
go
see,
back and look."
This is what it is literally making people's blood boil.
Yeah,
I mean,
look,
in a way that it's not really, we've not seen that yet.
No,
this
I think
really
people are mad. They're really mad. And I guess the point I want to make sure, we've said it, but I'll make sure, I'm going to say it again. Trump is not really after Biden.
No.
Biden just happens to be a big dummy in the way
he's
who opened his
like
mouth
the,
and,
yeah.
and he's done it. You know, he's sort of done it in front of everybody. So he's just an easy target. Trump is really after the dirt we're talking about.
Correct.
What that started all this crap in 2016, where they were trying to spy on him.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to go back and that's what this is really. That's where Trump's really going, and the Democrats know it, and they're just pretending that poor Joe, poor Hunter.
Yeah,
but that's not what it's about. That's why you got to come here.
That's right.
Because we study this. We talk to people.
We
read this
it.
Stuff. We right here in my hands is the script. The transcript of the phone call. I've read it. I have it here. If you have calls or questions, call us, text us, anything. We've got all sorts of you cannot imagine the resource department we have.
Well, the research department, yes. We even fight the algorithms to get to the real
right. We fight the algorithms.
We do.
Defeat the algorithms. Call us or give us a text, 251-343-0106. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And look, if you are looking for a church home, and look, with all the turmoil going on, I mean, if you listen to the news, you've probably driven nuts. You might wonder about the world. Well, if you wonder about the world, you need to go to Magnolia Springs Baptist Church. It's a good church home. They will teach you the Word of God. They will teach you about the Bible. And you know what? When you have faith and trust in God, all this stuff doesn't really bother you. It might aggravate you, but it won't upset you. You can sleep at night. But seriously, Magnolia Springs Baptist Church at 6058 Theodore Dawes Road is a very good Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church. Pastor Dave Ganella, great guy, conservative pastor who will teach you the Word of God as intended, and a great fellowship there with the congregation is a wonderful bunch of warm, loving people in a community. You'll love the fellowship and feel like family at Magnolia Springs Baptist Church. And you can trust that you are getting the Word of God, not some, you know, pop interpretation. You can get it at Magnolia Springs Baptist Church. Check them out this Sunday. They've been doing it for over 150 years at 6058 Theodore Dawes Road, Magnolia Springs Baptist Church, just south of 10 and north of Highway 90 on Theodore Dawes Road. Okay, look, there's a few fun things out there.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot where it was. I saw it. And this may be what you were just talking about, the rage. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Elizabeth Warren was coming in or out of an airport.
Mm-hmm.
And she was surrounded by Trump supporters
big time.
That shouted her down, saying, stop the impeachment, until she got in her car and got whisked away.
They're calling
which
her
is a little odd because.
Indian names, too.
Well, they're calling her Indian
Pocahontas
names.
And stuff like that.
You kind of don't see that very often
in
reverse.
No, you don't, but it's kind of like taking a page from their playbook because. Wasn't it was it Maxine Waters who said get
oh,
in
yeah,
their
Maxine
face?
Oh, yeah, Maxine Waters said get in their face.
At the mall, at the gas station, at the restaurant, get in their face.
Now,
so
look,
okay.
I'm mixed on this.
If you want it, you
I'm mixed
take
on
it.
It. Yeah, I'm kind of mixed because on one side, you know, you're like, I'm really enjoying it. Yeah, give them some of their own medicine. Maybe that's what it takes. And, you know, maybe that is what it takes. I don't know. But the other side of me is like, you know, that's playing their game and sinking to their level. We got to have try to maintain some civility.
But it's still kind of
but
like,
golly, if somebody starts a war, sometimes you got to go to battle.
Yeah.
So that's why
well,
I'm
they
really
kinda
mixed
need a little,
about that.
Like I like when they get it. I mean, they dish it out all the time.
Oh, they dish it out all the time. And whenever you dish it back, just like a bully, you dish it back. Oh, now it's really bad.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't take that.
Yeah.
So, but I just kind of tickled me. But again, I'm kind of mixed on that one. And another one I was going to bring up, they've got some poll out there. I think it was USA Today Ipsos poll today or yesterday. 45% of Americans support impeachment and 38% oppose it.
Okay.
And like all the polls, do you really believe that? I have trouble believing that.
Well,
45% of Americans. Now, if you said 25%, I believe that. Because there's 25% whacked out leftists.
And here, again, with polls, I mean, first of all, you have to understand that 78.2% of all statistics are just made up.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's a fact.
78.2%
of all statistics.
That's gone up because it was 77.9 last
year.
It has.
It has gone up this year, but that's
yes,
a fact. That's
you're
a,
right.
I say with my tongue in my cheek.
No, I got it,
you have to understand, and you have to really dig down. This is another thing where you have to do some investigation if you want the accurate truth. And I don't mean you have to be a statistician, but look at what question is asked.
And I didn't look I didn't dig into it.
For example, if they said, if the question was, if the president said this, and this,
exactly.
And talked to the Ukrainian president and asked for this so he could get that, would you be in favor of impeachment?
And you know
well,
what? Well,
under those conditions, I probably would.
And that's probably what the question was.
I don't
and that's
know if
why
it was.
You gotta...
I haven't seen the poll. I haven't investigated
now,
it. But the questions and the way they're asked mean a whole lot about how the results are tabulated.
But I bring that up because Rasmussen still has Trump at a 51% approval rating, which is still higher than Obama's at the same time in his presidency.
Right.
And then another one I stumbled on is the Farmers Journal did a poll of farmers.
Well,
here,
that
just
should
recently.
Be interesting.
What do you think?
Do tell.
The Farmers Journal poll of farmers. How many? That's what cool. percentage do you think were approving Trump and supporting Trump?
Well, since they're not able to sell soybeans to China or chickens or anything else because of the tariffs, I would think that the results would be a very low approval rating and very high against Trump because of those tariffs. That's what I would think.
76% in favor of Trump. This just came out from the Farmers Journal. And look, I have a good friend that's an Iowa farmer, and I talked to him about this.
Yeah, yeah.
And what he told me, and I've heard it from some other, but I heard it from this guy. He's an Iowa farmer. He does soybeans and all that stuff. He said, look, it's a little bit of an inconvenience, the tariffs with China. But he said, it's a global market. It's a huge market.
Mm-hmm.
If China doesn't buy them, somebody else will.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And so and also what they don't put into perspective is the market is really, really big. China is a big player, but it's a huge market.
Yeah.
And then we talked about this a few weeks ago. That's where Japan stepped up.
Right.
Because they knew what we were trying to do, and they supported us in Japan. So apparently the tariffs are not hurting the farmers.
Look, all of the commodities – For the most part, it's all a global market. It's like with oil, and I had this conversation when the Saudi Arabia facilities were destroyed. That our oil shouldn't go up because we're energy independent. We're sufficient now. I said no. You got to look at it like all of the world's oil that is pumped out goes into this big can, okay? And regardless of what country puts it in that can. Everybody pulls out of that can.
Yeah.
So if this price goes up and this price stays the same, it's going to average out that it's going to increase a little bit.
Yep.
That's exactly what happened.
Because it's a global market.
Because
now,
it's a global market.
It's not oil, it's soybean.
You can't separate
thing.
Out.
No,
yeah.
You
know,
you're right.
That's my oil, so I'm taking it back out at a low price. No, it's in the can. It's got to come out at the same price.
That's a good, that's a good illustration, Mark.
Yep.
I have one more bad news, good news story.
Mm-hmm. All right, real quick.
Birmingham is getting a new Planned Parenthood clinic.
Ugh.
That's the bad news.
Yeah.
The good news is the Birmingham community is rising up against it, and it is the black community that is rising up and has declared Birmingham a sanctuary city for the unborn.
And
it is the black community that's stepping up and saying, look, we know what you're doing. You're coming in here killing our babies.
Right.
You're mostly killing minority babies. Folks, that's something to watch. Because most of the black Americans in Birmingham are, by statistics, 90% going to be Democrat. Well, the Democrat Party, that's a cardinal piece, a fundamental piece of the Democrat Party. It's a cardinal piece that they keep is abortion. They're recognizing that they're being preyed upon. So pray for the people in Birmingham that they rise up and resist the abortion and resist Planned Parenthood. Hey, great show. Come back. We'll always be here with Sift You Through the Fake News. And honey, it's time to come home.